Hello, Michael.
Hey.
Hi, Michael. My name is Amy Nelson. I am one of the floor managers over here at Local Splash. I hope your Wednesday's going well so far.
It's going great.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I was reaching out to you. I did get an opportunity to review your account, and I saw some messages come in from you yesterday afternoon. So I did want to just reach out to you and apologize for the quality of the website that you were given in the beginning. We completely agree. It's unacceptable. Also,
thank you. Every single person I spoke to kept trying to defend it. And they're like, oh, it's just your opinion. And it was just very unprofessional of them to say this stuff to me. And I don't mean to be difficult to work with by any means, but like I was sent a broken website, and I even asked Evan on the phone. I was like, if this was your company, would you release that? And he was like, oh, well, yeah. And I was like, see, how am I supposed to trust you guys' judgment if there's literal words spelled wrong and words in different spots, images overlapping words on a broken website, and then you guys are saying this is the finished product, and it's like, what?
Right.
And I kept telling everybody I'm not comfortable paying more money and moving forward with you guys, at least until there's a website. And I was very, very explicit before hiring you guys. We cannot use stock photos on social media or the website. I was like, I could lose my license. I could get fined. Customers can sue me. It is very, very, very bad in construction in New York. And I was on the phone with Evan yesterday, and I was explaining the laws, and he completely excused my language, talked out of his ass, and he said, oh, these are the laws. And I looked it up in front of him. I was like, that's not true. I was like, even if I hire a marketing company and they post photos of work that we didn't do, I could lose my license and get fined. It was the first thing I said when hiring you guys. And then he turned around and said, oh, I just don't think it's a good fit with us working together. And I was like, you guys aren't claiming responsibility for anything that happened. I was like, I didn't even know you guys were running Facebook ads. I said, I don't want any ads or anything run until the website's finished, because I want a professional website, because I used to do e-commerce. I've run a bunch of companies, and it's very important to me that once we start running ads and people are going to our business, that the business looks like a real business, the Google setup. And then he was like, oh, we've been running ads since the 18th. I was like, what? And then I looked at the Facebook, and there were 6 stock photos as one post, and then our logo, and I was like, this doesn't look like a real company. I was like, I have a bunch of photos and a bunch of posts I want to make that make us look like a real company, you know? He's like, oh, well, we did all this work already. He was like, I don't know. It was just very unprofessional, and it just gave me a really, really, really bad taste in my mouth.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing all of that with me, Michael. I do appreciate your feedback, and I did listen to the call yesterday afternoon. I don't see what. When did you actually send your photos over to us to be able to brand on Facebook and on your website?
So when I hired you guys, I was told that you guys don't do posting, that I have to do it myself.
Right. We don't.
We
do create the Facebook ads. That's included with the package. And those ads began 7 to 14 days from the time that you signed up with us. Now, at the client onboarding, I know that they ask for you to send photos in, and I don't see any photos from you to us. Did I miss them, or did you get an opportunity to ever send any photos in to us?
No, I never got an opportunity to send photos.
Okay.
Waiting for the website design to be done, and then I was going to send the photos after that for the website. As far as posting, I just thought you guys didn't post, and you guys made 2 posts. I just thought you guys just don't do that at all.
No, we don't do any posts. So we only do the ads. It's the way that our contract is written with Meta. So we don't have an ability to do posts on behalf of our clients. As you can imagine, you as somebody who's worked with, it would be insane, right? If we're trying to do posts for 10,000 different clients, that would be a little.
Yeah, that would be insane. But you guys did post on my Facebook. that you created for me.
We posted the ads that we created for you. So there's
no, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. There's also pictures posted.
Okay. All right. Okay, I would definitely take a look at that. I'm not here to argue the point with you, Michael. I will look into what you're telling me, and I will definitely see if I'm incorrect. Okay, I'm willing to look at
that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, yeah,
I'm
sorry if I'm coming off at you. Of course, I'm sorry if I'm coming off at you. Just bad experience.
I understand,
and I'm not mad at you by any means.
And
yeah, you're very lovely.
Thank you. I'm here to apologize to you. I'm here also to give a clear explanation, because it seems to me that there may have been some misconception of a few things. And that, obviously, we have a huge part in that, right? Because we sold you a product, we sold you a service, and we led you to believe, or allowed you to believe, maybe was not clear enough about certain things. And it has created this storm that we're in currently, right, where you're extremely unhappy and you feel that you have been wronged, rightfully so. I'm looking at the photographs that are here that were posted for this website and these ads, and they're pictures of moving boxes and a trash can, and they are not things that you do. And I will take full responsibility for that, because that's not correct. However, I also have to take a look at what happened during your point of sale call, and I have to take a look at what happened during the client onboarding call, right? Because at this point, it should have been explained to you at both of these points that those ads start running automatically within 7 to 14 days. And those photos from you, we should have had those photos from you so that we had the most accurate and consistent information that you wanted us posting, right? So those are two very important steps that may not have been explained to you clearly. Clearly, you have a misunderstanding about how our program works, and that's our job to explain that to you properly, right?
Yeah, but I'm not without fault there either. I just wish somebody said, hey, we're going to start the post. Can you send us those photos you said you were going to send us? And then, everything would have been fine there. But you guys said you don't post, so I would have done all the posts. I didn't know you guys were going to post. I would have done, like, a bunch of posts, made us look like a professional company. I'm not even on the Facebook yet. I got an invitation, but it won't let me join, and I don't know why.
Okay, I'll make sure that you get access to that completely, because that is yours. And we don't want to hold anything hostage here. We don't want you to feel like we're holding something back. I will definitely get you access to that and see what's going on with that. I also want you to know that I have processed a refund for $250 of the original $499. That is for the Google Guarantee application fee, because none of that was completed. And we didn't do any work on that. We're giving that back to you in full. I know that you're looking to have the full $499 refunded. And at this time, unfortunately, I have to report that I'm not able to do that due to the amount of work that we have created and have done on behalf of the company, even though you are so unhappy with it. So we are looking into your case further. This isn't just a cut and dried type of situation. As a team and as a management team from both sides, from the sales side as well as the operations side, we are taking a deeper dive into your account to see what we could have done differently, as well as if there's anything else due to you. But at this point, I have processed half of a refund, $250 of your original $499.
I mean, I guess I appreciate that, but I don't know. I don't really care about $250, but honestly, I was just going to call my debit card company and get my money back, because I feel like I didn't get the services that I was promised. And when you listen to the calls, you're going to see a lot of you guys said one thing, another thing happened, or people weren't communicating properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize for how I react sometimes. You see, I get very angry on these calls because this is very frustrating. This is my business and my livelihood.
Yep.
And I don't mean to be rude. It's just... it feels like I'm getting gaslit over and over and over and over again. You're the first person to finally say, yeah, that website was unacceptable. Everyone just kept coming up with excuses, and it blew my mind.
I accept that. I can understand how frustrating that would be.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's like I did say things like, I don't want anything to start till the website's done. I spoke to 3 people. I don't want to get charged on the 8th. I want to put everything on hold until the website's done, and I'd be more than happy to hire you guys. Everyone was like, yeah, that's cool. And then the day before the 8th comes around, there was something saying, hey, you're going to get charged tomorrow. And I was like, why? No, don't charge me. And it's like that kept happening over and over and over and over again, where we say one thing, but something else happens.
Okay. Right. Yeah, what I want to tell you is there's no way, Michael, there's no way for us to continue working on your website without your account being active. If your account is on pause, meaning that you don't want anything to move forward until this website is complete, then that's going to stop all activity. So we have to keep the account active, and we have to conceivably charge that monthly cost when it comes through. That's why you got the notification. We do notify our clients every day before the day before it processes. I am glad that we were able to stop that payment before it took place, because you were so unhappy and displeased with everything across the board. So what I'm getting at here, what I'm saying very, very clearly to you, is there is no way for us to stop payment on this and continue working on your account. There's just no way for us to
do that. Yeah, and that's fine. And if I'm not going to get the website, then I'll just call my debit card company and get my money back. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry.
We don't have to work together.
Right. And I'm really sorry to hear that that's how you feel, that this has to go. Again, we have processed payment.
Or you could finish my website. So, like, I literally told Evan, because you're going to go through these recorded calls, there is going to be a case. You're going to see the only reason I gave you guys $500 and the only reason I wanted to hire you guys was so you could finish my website and then we do everything else.
Okay.
And I was very explicit. This $500, very explicitly, this $500 will get me a finished website. And I said, well, what if the website doesn't come out good? Because you sent me a sample and I was like, this doesn't look that good. They're like, no, don't worry about it. Our web design team is amazing, and this is what happened. I don't want to call my credit card company. I don't want to not work with you guys, but this is what it's come to, you know? I hired you for a service. I promised one thing, and I got something. This is not what I paid for, so I want my money back, or what I paid for. It's great. Setting up a Google account, setting up a Facebook account. This stuff takes like 5 or 10 minutes. I build websites. I've ran over 30, 40 different e-commerce companies. I know how easy it is to make a Google, how easy it is to make a Facebook, how fast this stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it never really went that far. The only thing that took time was the website, but unfortunately, that wasn't up to standards.
Right. I understand that it wasn't up to standards. And again, I apologize if at the point of sale call, we were not clear about what the full $499 covers. So $250 of that goes for the Google Guarantee application fee to process for Google Verified. The other $249, that goes for the local SEO, Google business profile creation, all of the directories, the website creation, as well as $100 towards Facebook ads. So, again, I deeply apologize, because you were given the impression that your full $500 was covering you to have a website created, when that, in fact, isn't the case.
I'm sorry, I didn't communicate that properly. I said the only reason I'm giving you this $500, albeit that it comes with everything else, is for
right.
the website.
Right.
Because I can say that's all I care about.
Right. Well, and I understand that's all that you care about. That's very clear to us now at this point, right? That's all that you care about. Like, we get that. That's not lost on me by any means, okay? I get that.
I'm really happy me and you do not have miscommunication.
Right.
And then another thing that kept happening was we kept asking to deal, not at first, but it became a huge communication issue. We eventually kept asking to have an American representative to speak to, because miscommunication kept happening, and it took us like a couple weeks just to get that to happen. I'd hop on the phone with people, and they'd just go, yeah, 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 and then the opposite would happen. It's just all a bad look.
Okay.
Like I said, I am still willing to work with you guys. If I get a website, and then I'll pay you guys when we start the marketing. Like, I just wanted what was promised to me.
Okay. Well, let me take that back to the team, and let me see if there's anything to be done at this point. I can't make any promises because I'm not the only one deciding on this. I definitely want to see if there's any way that we can do or complete or anything that we can do for you. I hear your willingness. I do want to try to resolve this in a manner that's going to be, you know, applicable for both of us, for both Local Splash as well as for you, Michael. So let me do a deeper dive into this and see what's going on. I will give you a call back at some point, whether it's a yes, we can continue doing this and this is the solution we've come up with, or whether it's a no, unfortunately, this is the end of the line for both of us and maybe we can part as friends. I promise to give you a call back either way. I can't promise exactly when that call will happen. It will be within this week. I will have a solution within this week. So today's Wednesday. You'll have something by Friday. You'll hear from me before Friday. Okay.
You are amazing and I appreciate you so much. And thank you for being understanding. I don't like being unreasonable or angry with anybody, but yeah, I'm sure if you listen to calls, you'll get it.
I appreciate your feedback on this, Michael, and thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for taking my call today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Yep, we will. Bye now.
All right, bye.